Station 2. Closing the loop, the PTLS base station has been fixed. It looks like one end of the power cable, specifically on the USB hub side, had come unplugged.
And we copy. We saw you guys fixed it. We appreciate it. And that group hug was the sweetest thing I've ever seen on station, and we're all going to hug down here now.
Love it. Makes your day. Station Airlock 2, question.
This is Lithion 2.
Hey, good morning. Chris and I are in the process of moving the EMUs for our first activity. Wondering, before we do the helmet install, we read the daily summary and we'll make sure to record a handover video of it. Just wondering, do you also want eyes on us? We can turn on the Node 1 or the airlock or both cameras if you
Yeah, this would be great. We would like both views if you don't mind.
Hey, copy, we'll turn them on. Airlock 2, question step 3.
Houston's with you. How do you listen?
So we have a question on which serial number is the helmet light. We see a couple different serial numbers, and we're going to bring it up to the Node 1 camcorder.
Okay, ready to look.
Okay, I'm going to point to two different serial numbers, and we just want to know which one's the right one.
Okay, we see 1003. Okay, and see serial number 5. Checking. Johnny, back with you on 2. Yeah, the serial number 1003 on that beam is the correct serial number that we want reported. Copy, thumbs up. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny at your convenience. Question about the serial numbers.
Houston airlock. I think maybe grammatically my crew notes might have been confusing if that's what you're asking for. So the serial number 1003 is for both the camera and the lights for one set. We haven't done the other EMU yet. Yeah, IRCA and the light.
Okay, copy. Yeah, that makes sense. We were expecting 1004 for the camera assembly for Stonote Line 8. 1003 is fine. We just wanted to confirm that, and sounds like that's correct. You've got 1003 for both of them.
Hey, just want to clarify. So EMU RF camera assembly is colloquially known as EMU TV. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, we're going to get double eyes on it. We're pretty sure it was 1003, but we will check.
Okay, copy.
We both got eyes on it again, and confirm it is 1003.
Okay, great. We're going to track it. Thank you for checking.
In airlock 2, serial numbers for the second set of IRCA.
With you on 2.
I can draw your attention to row 14. I believe you all were expecting IRCA 1006, and we have 1004.
Okay, we copy 1004.
Still station on 2 for OCP.
With you on 2.
We've got OCP set up, and we've logged out of the SSC, so it's ready for all your laptop prep.
We copy. We'll get it going. Go enjoy lunch.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Station 2, Starboard CQ.
Be on 2.
And while you're doing that, quick question. So I understand the context of this. I did just do the crew quarters cleaning comprehensive maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I'm happy to do it again. It shouldn't take too long. But there are steps in this procedure where I need to take photos, such as step 5.6, and I'm sure there's others. Do you all want that as well, or is cleaning it sufficient for the purposes of today?
Yeah, Johnny, you can skip any photos that are just of hardware, but any photos of anything that might be impeding the airflow, we'd like to see that because we're still seeing the somewhat degraded flow than expected, so anything that would help us understand the config for airflow, that would be great.
Copy. I can do that. And maybe just another question. So reading the daily summary, in Titan Kimia, I'm aware that the flow sensors were detecting underwhelming readings. Now, just to clarify, are these the readings in the intake, or I guess where the air comes into the CQ, or when air is leaving the CQ?
Yeah, Johnny, we think outlet, but we're going to double check, and I'll confirm with you.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
And Johnny, back with you to clarify the where the readings are coming from.
Hey, Johnny here. I just read through the next procedure, and I think we're about to say the same thing. It is the intake, the overhead, where air is entering the CQ. Is that correct?
Affirmative. Yeah, the CQ side of the air coming into the CQ.
Okay, copy that. Just thinking out loud here, so the cleaning, the comprehensive cleaning, which I'm about to do, I've done it now two times, and most of that cleaning is not, let's see, I don't know if it affects the air coming in, I guess it does. Okay, never mind, I retract my out loud thoughts.
Copy retracted.
Houston, Johnny, I'm too. I retract my out loud thoughts. I just had to think a little bit more about it. So if I can direct your attention to the crew quarters cleaning procedure, the majority of this cleaning is kind of the general areas, and I would kind of break it down to three high-level cleanings. So one, the general area, two, the intake area, and three, the exhaust area. And so if we are concerned about the airflow sensor at the intake, it seems like most of the focus should be on step 12. I'm happy to. I just don't think most of the procedure actually addresses the problem we're trying to solve.
Second.
And I know y'all are talking about, I'm happy to do the whole thing. I guess my thought process of just focusing on the intake, which is mostly step 12, is that would, if that doesn't work, then that would give us more bandwidth to maybe investigate other avenues. Just Kimi and I doing a fireside chat here. He seems to think that it's not so much a obstruction issue, but maybe more just the fan is not strong enough, and maybe qualitatively comparing it to other CQs, it actually might be within normal range.
Yeah, Johnny, these are all good thoughts. We had some discussion down here. We do want you to do the whole thing, and we think that the general cleaning is probably not as necessary. But for sure, intake, and then we were thinking we need to do the exhaust area as well to have, like, a full flow path that might have an effect there. It's basically, like, the velocicalc measurement that we saw for that CQ isn't to spec per flight roll, so that's what we're trying to get to. So we're hoping that maybe this will get it to that point, and then we'll do another reading after the cleaning. But, yeah, we follow your thoughts, but we're thinking for sure intake and then exhaust to make sure we get a full flow path. Does that sound?
Yeah, we're completely on board. And yeah, we're just kind of spitballing here to get the brain juices flowing. Maybe just another suggestion to throw your way for more data analysis. Two things. The velocicalc measurements are very, how do I say, very person dependent. Meaning, you can put it in the hands of one person, they'll get a reading, and then you put it in the hands of another person in the same area, and they'll get a drastically different reading. And so my suggestion is to remove this confounder variable and have me measure the airflow sensors before I do anything, do the cleaning, and then measure it again. And I realize I'm adding more work to myself, but I don't mind. I think this data would be valuable. And then one other thing is you take the measurements with the door open, and then you can do it again with the door off. Because if the hypothesis is that the exhaust has an effect on it, well then, with the doors open and closed may provide some more analysis. What do you think?
Hey, Johnny, we're talking about it here. Give me 1 minute.
Don't say me.
Johnny, back with you on two. It's going to be an extra hour if you end up doing the velocicalc measurements on the front end as well, and so we don't really want to add that to your timeline today. So we're thinking just follow the plan, and you can do a lighter take on the general cleaning, but let's just do it as is written today, and then we'll see where we get. We've got a 14-minute LOS coming up in a minute and a half.
Great. Roger, Matt. And with that, I'll just stand by until I have a go or a confirmation that it's taking place.
Probably, yeah, it's not quite yet. I'll let you know when it is. It'll probably be after this LOS.
Great. Talk to you on the other side.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. We've got the safing in place. You are go in step 7.9 and really do appreciate all your thoughts on the CQ. We know the Velocicalc measurements are not optimal, so thank you for all that info and appreciate your patience.
Megan, I'm happy. Yeah, and of course we're always happy. Same team. I just want to make sure we're working effectively and getting the best data for the team. But happy to execute as you all want, and that's in work.
Awesome. Thanks.
Stand with station 2, starboard CQ, step 14.2, ready for intake fan checkout.
Do you think I'll be...
Station starboard quarters on 2. Step 14.8, the fan speed is in low, and intake access panel installation is complete.
Johnny, we copy off our 14.8, and good afternoon.
Great, good afternoon. I hear your voice. For step 15, I'm thinking of skipping step 15 and 16 because the next procedure involves undoing those, involves taking those out, and so just to save some efficiency because I have to measure the intake measurements. Does that work for you all?
Let us talk about that, and we'll get right back to you. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and CQ. Johnny, we're good with that plan. Just make sure you still complete 15.1 to check for fraud.
Great. And that's complete. Fraud check is good. If you all are okay, I'd like to step into the next procedure. I think we have some time. Maybe we can knock it out before the hand pass. How does that sound?
All right, Johnny, we'll get right back to you. We're just checking and seeing if we need to activate crew quarters prior to that.
Stand by.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and CQ. You are a go to start your airflow measurements.
Houston and Johnny 2. Sorry, I was in the head, just out of earshot. I heard someone, I think he called for me, and I had to go.
Hey, Johnny, no worries. And yes, you now have a go for the airflow measurement.
Let me go. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny, CQ.
Me too. Go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, we're going to be coming up on a pretty long LOS. I know you're working your way through that procedure. There was a late add step, 3.4.1, so just wanted to draw your attention to that. And it's photo documenting the probe tip alignment with airflow direction. I just wanted to make sure you saw that.
Sure, yeah, I got that. And those pictures are already taken. Thanks.
All right, thanks so much.
To station 2, starboard quarters report.
Hey, Johnny, go ahead on 2 for CQ.
Frank, I'm taking a few measurements of each of the five bands multiple times at high, medium, and low, and I feel pretty confident in these numbers. I've saved it in the XTP, and I've written down a medium number.
Station Houston on 2 for CQ.
Houston Station on 2 for WHC, you're in receptacle.
Hey, Mike, good to talk to you. Go ahead on 2 for WHC.
Frank, great to hear your voice up here, man. We miss you. Hey, I just wanted to let you know I'm on step 8 of the urine receptacle R&R, which is to reactivate the WHC, which takes me to a different procedure. And on that procedure, I need to know something. Stand by. I'm on step 3.4 of, excuse me, I sneezed, 11.5.404 activation. And I think you want us to stay configured to internal, you want us to be configured to remain integrated with UPA, but this step has me to double make sure. So we're double make sure.
Mike, we concur with step 3.4, part 2, so you should be going to step 3.6 for integrated with UPA.
That's excellent. We will make it so. Thank you. Sensation on 2 for WHC.
Right on 2 for WHC, Mike.
The WHC R&R was successful. Nothing to report. Photos will be available in about 5 minutes on SSC number 9.
Copy SSC 9. Thanks so much for your work. Great job.
Houston International Space Station, space to ground 2 for action.
International Space Station, this is Mission Control Center Houston with you on 2 for PIP inspection.
Thanks for playing along, Frank. We are in the PEPS inspection matrix. We're in node 3, second line, which is 2 PDA two bottles, and we have a question for you. Let us know when you're ready.
Okay, copy all, and we are ready.
Okay, the good news is that we found the PVA02 bottles, 1063 and 1065, and they passed inspection. No comments. But what was interesting was they were still in their transport cushions, those big foam boxes that we transport things. We were thinking maybe you might not want them in there in the transport cushions, so we're just asking. And if you do want them, that's no problem. We'll just put them back.
All right, Mike. We copy all for 63 and 65 discussing. I'll let you know in a bit.
Wait, no worries. The smolter, the inspection will continue.
Copy. Thanks.
Distributor station calls Fiscon 2 for microscopes.
Go ahead, Kimia.
Helena started this activity on time, and I think we have a delta for this procedure. ELC should be 6, right? I just asked, Maxon actually told me that.
A-firm Mike got there before we did, but you're correct. The ELC should be ELC 6 at lab overhead 4.
Okay, understand. I understand the delta, so I'm going to start this activity from now. Thank you.
Copy.
In station 2 for PEPS.
Right on 2 for Kepa.
We have, last time we talked, we were on line 2. I'd like to just go to line 4 and refer back to line 2. We found those two bottles, 1056 and 1023 and 5511, passed inspection. The only thing that's a little bit different is that they're covered. The hose barb is covered as well as the other end, so that they are, if we needed them in an emergency, we'd have to take some Kapton tape off and things like that. Not a problem, I don't think, because we are, those are kind of reserve bottles, so I think it's okay, but it wasn't mentioned in the inspection, so I thought I'd report, and now's a good time if we wanted to remove any of that Kapton tape. Also, the same thing it exists for the emergency CTB 5537 in line 2 for the other two bottles. I'll copy.
All right, Mike, we copy all. Thanks so much for the info. Also, check in on that, and we will let you know.
No worries, but this is what inspections are for. So the good news is everything so far is meeting our expectations, and we'll have a safe ship.
That's great to hear. Thanks so much.
Station on Space Ground 2 for microscope.
Go ahead, Kimia.
Yes, I'm on step 6. I checked blue light is on, but I don't see any light bulb is on. So should I repeat the power cycle, or is it actually okay? I'm really not sure where should I look at.
Okay, we copy. You see the blue light on, but you do not see the light bulb is on. We're checking.
Okay, thank you. But one of the reasons might cause this problem might be in order to release this module, I just put up one of the actually light bulb part of the maybe like a lens. So and I just put it back after turn it on. So that might be why.
Okay, Kimia, understood. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Kimia. Question?
Station 2.
Kimia, do you already have the Thailand liquid crystals image module installed on the microscope again?
Yes. I'm still on step 6. And if you are looking for the light, only the light in the controller side, I can see the light through the fan. Is that what you're looking for?
Taking me a wee copy. So we are going to command the microscope to its position. So we're in a good config. Stand by.
Okay, understand. Thank you.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Kimia. Our commanding is complete. You are go in step 12.
I'm go for step 8, if I'm understanding correctly.
And Kimia, we were actually able to do steps 8 through 10 from the ground, so you can pick up in step 12. Apologies for the miscommunication.
Understand. Thank you. Thank you for the clarification. I'm going to pick up from step 2. Thank you. See you, station on spacecraft 2 for microscope.
I'm still with you.
I installed image modules, so I think this task is complete.
Happy Kimia, we concur. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And if you have anything, please let me know without any hesitation. Thank you.
Okay.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew and SSC 17.
Send Station 2, we have to help.
Hey, just want to let you guys know that the purple band for SSC 17 is likely to extend for several more hours due to choppy comms. We will let you know once you go have access to that SSC.
Hey, no problem. And off the top of my head, SSC 17, I think, is 1 and 02 being used for OCT.
That's affirmative. Thanks, Johnny.
We'll make sure we don't mess with it. Thanks, Frank.
Frank and Johnny, I put a note on it that says hands off until further notice. So thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
Houston Station 2 for PEPS.
Hey, go ahead on 2 for PEPS.
Yeah, one question and one comment for you, Frank. Note 2, which is at the bottom of page 5, the NCONE EMER CTB 5513, which has 4 air PPAs. Quick question for you on that one, and then one for the gym.
Okay, we are ready for the questions. We'll start with note 2.
Yeah, no, it's everything, those 4 air PPAs passed inspection, no problem. The quick questions that we have on it is those are also, have extra caps on tape on the fittings, so they're not immediately ready to go, but that's probably okay. But it's the same questions that we had for a couple other ones that we found during inspection. And if it's that, if it's expected that way, having it in the notes saves this conversation, but no worries. And then there's a follow-on question is the actual emergency CTB that it's in. The other ones that actually have emergency equipment that may be used pretty quickly, but they have pressurized bottles in, and they actually have their mesh, the black mesh is facing the cabin, so in case, I guess, if they start to leak, it goes into the cabin. This 1.05513 is not meshed. Or it has mesh in it, but it's a fully closed CTB. I think those are okay, but I did want to point that out and ask just to make sure. Over.
Okay. Understand that the emergency equipment in the GEM and CTB 5513, that is a fully enclosed CTB, unlike the others that have a mesh portion to them.
And I'm sorry, that's note 2 forward end cone. It's on the bottom of page 5. Sorry.
Okay, copy that.
And then for the JPM, which is the top of page 6 in the one overhead one, there is a CO2 PFE, and it was in the green, yellow. Other comments on this matrix do mention when that is the case. This one didn't mention it, so I didn't know if that was expected or not. It passed inspection. I took a picture just for your information.
All right, Mike, we copy all, and we'll look through the pictures and let you know. Thank you.
You betcha. We're almost done here, off to Columbus and the Dragon, and then we'll give you a final report. Appreciate it.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike and pit inspections.
Mike, I was just about to call you. Go ahead. What do you got?
All right, Mike, a couple items. If you can get rid of the foam, if you have time to do that, that would be great. That is not necessary, and so we can just trash that. And then as far as the mesh versus no mesh, the mesh is expected for O2 PBAs, but not for air PBAs. So that config is as expected. And then we are still working the tape, so you can just leave that as is. We'll let you guys know once we have an answer.
Fair enough. Copy about the foam and all the rest. Thanks. I have no more further comments or questions for PEPS. It's complete, and photos are available on SSC number 9.
Okay. Thanks so much, and great job on the PEPS.
It was fun getting to know the space station all over again. Thanks, everyone.
It's an airlock, too.
Hey, Zena. Good to hear your voice, and I am with you on too.
Thanks for your patience. We are ready to get going in the airlock here. Let me know if you have good camera views.
All right, Dee. Yeah, those are great camera views. Thank you. And just so you know, EVA is standing by and will actually be on the mic with you. So for a clarification, if you need us, just call for Houston or Capcom. And then if you want to talk to EVA specifically, just ask for Tanner.
Okay, copy. And thanks, Tanner. Great to be working with you. Good to talk to you too, Frank.
Lena, good afternoon. This is Tanner. I copy you are excited to work with us, and we are equally as excited to work with you. Let us know if you have any questions or comments as you go through your activity. We're here for you.
Hey, Tanner, so awesome to hear you on the loops, and we are ready to get going here. I don't have any specific questions yet. So I am pretty much ready to jump into things. I'm in step 1.2.
Copy 1.2. We'll stand by if you have any questions.
Hey, Tanner, this is the rest of the crew. It's great to hear your voice aboard our space station. Thanks for helping us all out. We really appreciate you and appreciate the EVA team. Good to hear your voice.
Mike, it is great to hear your voice as well, and happy to support the team.
All right, I'm jumping in too. Hi, Tanner.
And hi, Johnny. Good to hear you too.
Houston Airlock 2 for Tanner.
And Zena, this is Tanner. I'm with you.
We're just doing a little inspection of our beautiful, shiny piece of hardware, and the quartz piece on the very top, it looks like there's a really small, maybe 0.75 centimeter or 1 centimeter abrasion, like a scratch in the surface. Is that unexpected?
And Zena, I was not aware of that. There are two quartz apertures on the EHDC. Is it the one on the same side as the TA clamp?
Confirm. Same side as the TA clamp. We're grabbing a macro camera right now, and I'll try to bring it up to the video, see if we can get you a view of it.
And Zena, we copy. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2. Zena, just want to let you know that we do not have KU currently, so as soon as we lock up, we will let you know about that previous question.
Copy, Frank. We had a very beautiful view for you, but you'll have to wait.
And Zena, this is Tanner back with you on 2. We are ready for that view in the camera of the abrasion / scratch.
Hey, thank you so much. We are working on downlinking some still photos for you. That'll be on SSC6 in a moment and coming up to the camera.
Copy, SSC6. And Zena, just to confirm, you're talking about it looks like the long scratch almost in the center there. Copy, thumbs up.
Confirm. Sorry, that was the world's most zoomed-in giant thumbs up.
Zena, that was a great view. We got a good view of it, and we're talking it.
And Tanner, just for additional data, it looks really shallow. It's just barely grazing the surface.
Copy, very shallow. We'll chat that one. And as a heads up, if there's any sharp edges, just remember to keep clear of them.
Houston Airlock on 2 for Tanner. I'm taking a look at figure 5 for the crew preference marking, and that figure makes it look like I'm putting the Sharpie on the shiny no-touch silver. Is that correct?
Dina, this is Tanner, and that is affirmed. You are putting the Sharpie on the shiny white shiny silver surface that is no-touch.
Houston Airlock 2 for Tanner. That Sharpie is not able to write on this silver material. Maybe you guys had a different version of permanent marker than we do, but it's like hydrophobic, and the Sharpie just kind of falls up and doesn't disappear.
Copy that the Sharpie was not effective. We will see if we have any other options to write on there, and if not, this is just a crew preference marking.
Hey, copy. Sounds good. Any chance I could put Sharpie markings maybe on the threads? If not, Chris said from his experience in the pool, he was able to do it just blind pretty easily.
Copy, Zena.
And Tanner, are we able to put the Sharpie marking on the threads at all?
Checking. And Zena, you're go for that.
Copy, thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew member and GEM PCS reboot.
It's on 2.
If you have a couple of extra minutes, if you could please reboot the GEM PCS.
Understand. I'm going to reboot that.
Houston Airlock 2 for Tanner, step 2.10.
Zena, this is Tanner. I'm with you on 2.10.
I make those Sharpie markings on not the shiny silver, but rather the kind of matte goldish metal.
Zena, that's our recommendation, and we saw this one coming, but glad you're ahead of it.
Perfect, thank you.
So station on station 2 for GEM PCS.
With you on 2 for GEM PCS.
Yes, initially it looked nominal, so I just sat down and rebooted. And for the reboot, actually it took a long time to actually show up this like a home screen. And now it seems like stuck. So should I reboot it again by like a hard reboot? Because it's stuck.
Okay, Kimmy, we copy all, and thanks so much. And of course that's what would happen. So yeah, we will take a hard reboot if you're able.
Yeah, that's right. That. Thank you. Please stand by for the report.
And Houston Station on 2 for a follow-up of the PEPS application.
All right, Mike on 2.
Frank, I apologize. I probably said it incorrectly, so I just want to make sure we have clarity. For all of those bottles I mentioned, I think it was in 3 CTVs. They were just standalone bottles. They did have caps on tape, and they did have Teflon over the important ends. So I think that's what you were looking for, and I think that was my question, is did you want the Kapton tape and the Teflon? So I'm sorry that I was confusing.
Okay, Mike, we really appreciate the flips, first of all, and then I really appreciate the clarification. So it does sound like we are in a good config, and we are good to go then.
Thanks. That's really good news, and makes us feel, you know, in case of emergency, we're all sorted and set. So thanks to the team for putting together the radio grant, or excuse me, the Jedi message. Small suggestion, and it's just meant with humility. It's just if you wrote, there was a few more notes in the notes column, I wouldn't have had so many questions, but I was happy to ask the questions, and we got all the right answers, so no complaints whatsoever.
Okay, that's great feedback, and we will execute with XCP if possible. And Mike, while I have you, if you could, you can go ahead and remove that note from SSC 17. That is now a go for use.
Roger. We will do that. Thanks, and glad all the data made it back to the ground safely.
Houston on 2 for Airlock. Zena.
Yeah, on 2.
Hey, Z. Thanks for the work you and Chris did there. And we see you putting away the camera and saw that you took lots of pictures, so we think you may have captured it. But just want to get your personal opinion and take on that sharp edge and if you guys consider that to be a sharp edge and a risk.
Well, are you guys wondering if the scratch on the port's aperture is a sharp edge? Or was there something else that I missed inspecting?
Nope, just that scratch. Just want to make sure we're not missing anything.
Copy. That is definitely not a sharp edge. It's yeah, really more of like a scuff. Imagine if you took a fingernail into a piece of chalk and just kind of gently scraped it. It's like not sharp. Definitely not sharp.
Okay, good words, and that's much better than nails on a chalkboard, so thank you.
Agreed. We'll be taking pictures of the gloves as well, and then downlinking everything. No comments other than really grateful to have Chris here and his feedback based on his experience in the NBL, and it's not too bad understanding the gloves were unpressurized.
Hey, that's great news, and yeah, tell Chris he looks good up there.
I agree.
Frank, it's great talking with you, and great talking to you too, Tanner.
Thanks, guys. Hey. Thanks, Tanner. Thanks, EDA.
Dana, Chris, it was great hearing y'all and looking at y'all for the video. I'm happy to support the team today. Thanks.
So, station on CSCON 2 for GEM PCS.
On 2 for PCS.
Yes, hard reboot is also unsuccessful. I have a PCS failure fail message. That is written, attention mark 003136, pilot.joy, process underscore, SIGCHLD processes. Then, repetitive failure in process, CMD underscore RCB dot restart.pcs. That is written. And we have like only OK option. And this same final message, I see a lot of them.
Hey, Kimia, we copy all. Thank you so much for the information. If you have time to do one more hard reboot, we would appreciate that. But otherwise, we will work that, and we think we will be okay without a PCS in the gem overnight if the one more hard reboot does not work.
Okay, I understand. So the hard reboot, actually, should I maybe remove the batteries or everything and do the power on again? Maybe not only the reboot.
Copy all, Kimia. Thanks so much for the offer. We actually will pass on the battery, but if you can, disconnect the cable and then push and hold the power button and just perform a hard reboot that way.
This was station on SpaceCon 2 for GM PCS.
Right on 2, Kimia.
Unfortunately, it didn't work, so same error messages. So should I power this off, then leave it?
Yeah, Kimia, thanks so much for your time and effort. We appreciate it. And yes, please power it off, and then you can just leave it in that status overnight.
Okay, understand. Thank you.